From the beginning, the whole enterprise seemed doomed to failure. Far from their native France, the Jesuit missionaries found the North America of 1642 more primeval and more pagan than anyone could have imagined. Cutting their way through the dense forest, their minds journeyed back to the cobblestone pathways and cathedrals of home. But the spires of Chartres did not grace the distant landscape. No high altar of marble awaited them at the end of the path. Only a crude stone on which to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass in the open air, with the smoke of pagan sacrifice in the distance. Like the parable, there was treasure hidden in this field. To purchase it, they would surrender all they had, giving all, giving their lives. Through these brave men, Father Isaac Jogues and Jean Lalande, with physician René Goupil and their companions, a nation met its God. They came armed with grace alone, battling for souls. Few converts were made, and most perished. The black-robed priests carried fatal new diseases. The Hurons suspected devilry. Their medicine men were powerless to cure them. Those who did receive baptism were cast out as traitors or subject to a torturous death. Among these was a blessed maiden, Kateri Takakwitha, and a family man named Joseph Chiwatena. They represent hundreds of Catholic natives, these unsung Hurons and Mohawks, their names known only to heaven. Estrangement. Persecution. Death. Suffered at the hands of their own people. These are the patron saints of our land. In their footsteps and begging their intercession, we make the pilgrimage to Orisville each fall. As our society marches toward a newfound paganism, we journey to the village of Osernanon, where the martyrs once lived and died. Like them, we come with Chartres in our hearts, walking, confessing, praying, and singing. The priest offers Mass in the open air, in the field of great price, purchased with the martyr's blood centuries ago. Through pilgrimage, we recall the fruitful lives of the martyrs and join our modest sacrifices with theirs, as our ancestors in the faith have done for 2 millennia. Come and see. These are the days of grace. ad majorem, Dei Gloria. Field. To purchase it, they would surrender all